Welcome to Say Yes to Good Health with Memorial Hospital. I'm Melanie Cole, and join us as we discuss the Memorial Hospital Foundation's 2021 campaign, You Are My Sunshine. And I love that song. Joining me is Greta Wetzel. She's the Memorial Hospital Foundation Executive Director. Greta, I'm so glad to have you with us. As I said, I love that song. So what a great name for a campaign. But before we get into the campaign, I'd like you to start by telling us a little bit about the Memorial Hospital Foundation. Tell us about your mission, enhancing the health and wellness of the community through charitable giving. When did this begin? Tell us about the foundation, Greta, if you would.
Oh, I would love to. And thank you for having us. And we are just so excited about launching our 2021 campaign, You Are My Sunshine. And it fits right in with our goal of working with our residents here at Hancock Village. So yes, our mission is enhancing the health and wellness of our communities through charitable giving. That is our mission. Anything we go to do through the foundation comes back to that mission statement. Every year we do some type of project for either the community, our hospital, and or our senior services. And this year is our senior service focus. And so we are excited about bringing something new to their campus.
Well, let's talk about what new you are bringing. And you know, to me and my 97-year-old father who recently passed, but I find the work that you all do to just truly be God-given. You are doing work that is not easy and takes patience and so much love and caring. I get choked up even thinking about it because it's really so important that we take care of our seniors and our loved ones. So I'd love for you to tell us about the Memorial Hospital Foundation's 2021 campaign, You Are My Sunshine, Four Seasons Room campaign.
Well, as you said, it's very important that we do always put the residents first. You know, this is their home. This is where they come, and nobody wants to leave their home, you know, for probably many years, especially here in our rural area. A lot of people, you know, they've been born and raised here and maybe have lived on the family farm or whatever the case may be. So, you know, moving into a new environment is sometimes scary. It's not what, you know, any of us think that we want to do when we get older, but sometimes it's needed and it's necessary, and we want to provide some really special things for them. So we always look at what's needed and what could be enjoyed and maybe something a little bit unique that maybe nobody else is doing. So that brought us to the thought of doing a Four Seasons room. And you know, you talked about your father, and if you know, sometimes older folks might not want to get out in the sun. It might be a little too warm, or might maybe too windy, or maybe a little too chilly. And so, but we still want them to have that feeling of being outside if they don't feel like they can, you know, actually take a walk out in the gardens or out in the yard. So this will give them an option to go out into this beautiful area that they can use all year long. And it will be beautifully furnished with some more outdoor looking furniture. We will certainly have live plants. So some of them might want to just sit and watch them grow. And others might want to take and, you know, get their watering can and maybe water the plants or, you know, deadhead some of the plants. So we want to have all those things going on. This room will not only be something that they can go and soak up the sun, but they can go and sit and enjoy activities. Perhaps they have a book club there, or they have coffee hour, or if their family comes in and there's several family members, instead of all going to their apartment, they can go there and sit and visit with their family. This will be not only for our Hickory Grove residents, but also for our memory care folks, which is across the road. And they can walk and also enjoy, you know, enjoy this room. So we have all kinds of things that we hope that it can be utilized for and kind of be just an overflow for all things that already are happening, just in a different new space. So we're really excited about bringing that to our residents, and they are excited. As a matter of fact, they are the ones that help us when we were deciding what type of title we wanted for our campaign. We gave them some options and let them brainstorm, and they actually came up with You Are My Sunshine, and some of them actually did the song and made a video, and that's out there on social media. So they are very excited about this whole project.
Well, that was a song my mother used to sing to me. So that is just definitely one of the things that I love about this whole campaign, because it really does put a point on it, doesn't it? It's "You Are My Sunshine." Now, one of the things I find about a Four Seasons room for our elder citizens is that the wintertime, then they're not locked in their apartment, right? And one of my dad's favorite things to do was to be able to watch kind of the cold weather, the weather in general, the snow, whatever it was, but not be necessarily out in it. So I think I see a big benefit in the wintertime, right?
Oh, that is so correct. You know, and there's so much wildlife and different things going on our campus, our senior campus over there. We have all kinds of birds and squirrels, and they have bird feeders out. And in the summertime, there's all kinds of plants that are blooming in the landscape. And then, of course, as you mentioned, in the winter, you know, I am the same way. I like to sit inside where it's warm and watch the snow. I like the change of seasons, but I don't necessarily want to be in the weather. And so I think, you know, again, being from a rural area, people are used to being outside and they want to know what's going on outside, but they don't really typically want to be in there. They want to be somewhere warm, maybe wrapped up in a nice blanket with a fireplace going on in the background. So this will certainly provide that.
How cozy. That's just lovely. And I think that the residents are going to love it, and memory care residents too, Greta, because really that's going to give them just a different view, right? And I've done a lot of these shows about memory issues in older folks, and they need so much care and love. And this is going to give them a place to really sit with a smile on their face and watch, as you say, the squirrels and the bird feeders. And I love bird feeders.
I do too. And we have a lot of hummingbirds here in our area. And so the folks love to watch those kind of things. And if you have a nice big open glassed area, they'll be able to take all of that in. And sometimes it just needs a special spot somewhere in the building where people can come and have a gathering place. So if they're tired of being in their apartment by themselves, you know, that's one more place that they can go and hang out with their other, you know, friends, and like I said, their relatives that come and visit. And we have a lot of staff here within our organization that go over and do certain things. They, you know, mingle with the residents, and we have special activities and events and things. So this will give us another area to hold all those things.
Well, then let's talk about the activities day. And I got a great flyer about it, the Fun in the Sun Family Day. You Are My Sunshine. Obviously, this is to help forward this initiative and this campaign that you're doing. Tell us about the whole campaign and this day that sounds so much fun for residents and their families.
We always like to launch our campaign. For some reason, it just makes sense to do so and make a big splash and make sure that everybody knows what we're doing. And so we thought, how fun would it be to have a day that is called Fun in the Sun? We're finally having some sunshine and warm weather here. And so we wanted to be right there on campus so the residents can come out and participate if they so wish. And it will be a very easy walk for them. Basically, they'll just have to walk out the door, and we have a beautiful green space over on that campus where we're going to have this event. We're going to have vendors that will come up and set up. Some of them will be handing out free things. Some of them will be selling things. We have food. So if people want to come and purchase their lunch that Saturday, they certainly are welcome to do so. We will have all kinds of activities that are family friendly. One of the big highlights will be a dunk tank, and we have some very special VIP.
How fun is
dunkies.
That? Are you going to be in it?
Well, only if I have to be. So we hope to have our CEO and our executive director of our senior service campus. We have a few providers that's going to sign up for this fun dunk tank. So I know that there'll be a lot of fun there where families can come in and the residents, they can, you know, dunk their favorite dunkie. And then we have a bouncy house that's very popular with our young set of you know, kids that come to our events. And then we'll have activities where they can go around and play the activity and then receive a prize. So everybody's going to go home with a bag full of goodies and hopefully a really fun day, not only for our community to come and enjoy, but also the residents, and they can invite their families and friends, and then they can take part. And it's very important to us that they are engaged in this whole project, because, you know, ultimately it's going to be something that they will get and they will enjoy. And so part of the anticipation of all this is being involved and making sure that they are engaged from start to finish.
Well, nobody loves bouncy houses more than, you know, teens and young people. So that's so much fun. And I don't know, did you say if this is a free event, Greta?
It is a free event, yes. So people can come on out to the campus and find a parking spot, walk on up to the beautiful yard that we have there and just take part of all things that's going on. I know our local fire department's going to be there with their fire truck. We have some other things that might not be on the flyer that will pop up. Typically, what happens in our community is people find out that we're doing something special and they want to be a part of it. And so I'm sure we will be adding things from here on to the 26th of this month with all kinds of fun things that will be addition to what is on the flyer that certainly will be out in the community on social media. We just recently sent out a media release to all the newspapers, so people will be finding out about all the fun things that will be going on that day.
How fun. I'm so glad you're telling us all about that. Really, we've all needed some of that, right? We've all needed a little bit of light and fun. So why don't you tell us some of the other projects that the Memorial Hospital Foundation has been involved in and any upcoming ones? Because we're going to get back to the fun and the Sunday, but tell us about some of the other projects you're excited about.
Well, you know, we started our foundation back in 2015. Before that, I was involved in raising funds for what we then called our new hospital back in 2009 when we moved in. And then we kind of shifted and decided, you know, we are in our 70th year here at Memorial Hospital. And so we want to be here for the next 70 years. And what does that look like? And how can the foundation be a part of that and make sure that we are here for the next 70 years? And so back in 2015, we did start our Memorial Hospital Foundation, and we wanted to do something for the community because the community had really came and stepped up and did a lot for us while we built our new hospital. And so we did something for our schools. We bought a driving simulator. That way, all the schools in our county could take advantage of that. And in 2016, we did a fitness park out here on our campus, our hospital campus. We have a beautiful lake, and the fitness park sits right by the lake. We also have a fitness park that goes around the entirety of the lake. And so we wanted to promote health and wellness and also have something where the community, our staff, and anybody happened to go by could stop and utilize. And that's been a real success. In 2017, we did a 3D mammography machine, and that really was focused here at the hospital and how we can help keep our equipment current. And then in 2018, that was, again, our Hancock Village Senior Service Campus. We bought them a senior service bus, and they loved that, and they still are using that. It gives them the opportunity to do all kinds of things. We have something called the Legacy Theater in Carthage, and so they can load up the bus and take people there, you know, to see a show. They can go out to local restaurants and go get an ice cream and those kind of things. So the bus was very popular. And then in 2019, we were back to doing something for the community, and we did something called Hidden in Plain Site. And basically that was a bedroom that we set up, and we work with another agency here in the county with that. But basically it's a room that parents or aunts and uncles, anybody can go through and find out maybe what's going on inside their children's bedrooms. You know, maybe they're hiding something that leads to some kind of an addiction. And so we did that back in 2019. All these projects basically are still going and still being used. In 2020, which was last year, which was such an interesting year for all of us, we decided we needed to raise some money for our endowment. The foundation started an endowment when we first started the foundation back in 2015, and we really wanted to educate people on what that is. It's kind of like a savings account for the future of local health care here in Hancock County. We did wonderful things with that. Even though COVID had hit, people were were so very generous. And so we were able to exceed our goal with that. And then we were back to senior services this year. So here we are raising funds for yet another really unique project that will hopefully bring a lot of sunshine to our residents. So that's kind of a quick update with our foundation. Upcoming projects that we're going to do as far as events to kind of promote this campaign is we will have, of course, this event on June 26th. And then in the fall, we're going to have something called May Your Days Be Merry and Bright. It's kind of the kickoff to the holiday season. And that will be for anybody to attend. We have some live auction items. We have food, social time, entertainment. It's really a fun event. And then December 2nd, Carthage Chamber has a Christmas around the square. And we're going to try to have a holiday tractor parade. Now, this can only go when when you live in a rural area because, you know, we have tractors here. So we're going to ask the farmers and some of the ag businesses to decorate their favorite tractor and bring it on out and be part of our Christmas celebration.
Oh, Greta, what great work you're doing. I have to ask, who's coming up with these awesome ideas? Because you've just listed so many cool ones, the bedroom, the bus, this tractor. Tell us who's coming up with these ideas.
Well, it's kind of a joint effort. You know, I am a former music teacher, so my brain never quits. And so some of my ideas aren't really the greatest, but some of them are spot on. And because we live in a rural area, we have to take that in consideration, what works for us here in our county. And then I have some wonderful people that work with me here at the foundation, Jen Garner and Terry Twaddle. And then we have an absolute fabulous marketing team that helps us. And then our community members, they step up and they volunteer, and they are also very creative. And so between all of us, we really have a great, you know, kind of team that comes together and makes plans for, you know, whatever it is that we're working on that particular year.
How wonderful. So, you know, we're talking about all this great work that you're doing, and we're talking about the Memorial Foundation and the Four Seasons Room campaign, You Are My Sunshine. How do you want the community to be involved, Greta? What is the foundation looking for as far as donations or volunteers? Tell us what you want from the community.
First and foremost, the thing that we really appreciate is people just coming to our events. That is something that really helps, you know, with everything that we do. Most everybody that's coming, they want to be there. They understand what the foundation is about, and they understand the importance of our work. And so that's just, you know, giving of their time and their talents and their resources. All of that makes a huge difference. And then we have those people that want to do a little extra. They want to do a little more, and they're excited about helping us. And those are the people that come forth and they volunteer. And so they serve on our committees and they serve on our board of directors and our committees. We have several different sets of committees. We have actually committees through our foundation that run our foundation board. And then we have a separate group of people that actually are event committees. And we can have well over 100 people per year just serving on our event committee. So you know that there's interest there. Our businesses are wonderful to support us. We have a lot of sponsorships when we do these events. And so they have a chance to step forward and give donations through sponsorships. And then they're part of our event. So by the time it's all said and done, pretty much everybody in Hancock County is involved, which is great. That's what we want.
Well, it certainly is. So before we wrap up, tell us a little bit more about Hancock Village itself and how it encompasses both Hickory Grove and Maple Grove, and really what you want the public, Greta, to know about the Fun in the Sun Family Day, You Are My Sunshine, Four Seasons Room Campaign, the Memorial Hospital Foundation. Kind of give us a nice overview and how much fun this is going to be for the residents and for their families and the community at large.
Well, sure. And you know, we are so blessed to have a facility like this. And I hate to even call it a facility because it is not. It is a home. It is a gorgeous campus where people can come and make that their new home. The apartments are beautiful. The residents really have worry-free living. Over at our Maples, we have around 20 residents that can be supported. And they found themselves actually serving couples as well. So it might be an individual that just needs a home, or it might be a couple that no longer can stay at home on their own. So those folks can come in and, you know, truly have the care that they need concerning dementia. And then over at Hickory Grove, we have 42 apartments. And again, several of those are designed for double occupancy. So maybe it's a spouse that needs that care, and maybe their spouse wants to come and live with them, and they, you know, maybe still can drive so they can go back and forth. We've had cousins or friends share apartments. And so there's all kinds of combinations that can happen there at Hickory Grove with those 42 apartments. And then there's all kinds of activities that we always think about, because, you know, once they move in, we don't want them to be lonely. You know, we want them to have purpose, and we want them to think about the things that they've always done and always enjoyed. And so we're always thinking about, you know, those trips to the Legacy Theater that I talked about earlier. Or, you know, we have the book clubs, and we have all kinds of music. They love music. Maybe it's a card game. I was there recently in the evening, and there was a bunch of ladies getting together to have their nightly card game, which is wonderful. And they had a murder mystery dinner here this last year that they snuck in. And we provide special meals when the families come in at Easter and Christmas. So it's truly a wonderful place to come. So, you know, when you look at all that, you continually want to do something more, you know, for them. And so this Four Seasons room, I think, will be something special that everybody will enjoy. And I know, again, when I check in, that's where I'll be. I'll be sitting in the Four Seasons room because, you know, I enjoy gardening and I enjoy the outdoors. But I also know that there may come a day where, you know, none of us really are interested in getting out, maybe in taking that walk or getting out in the winter, but we have that place to go and enjoy the outdoors. Back to everything we do then with health and wellness. You know, having that room where there's sunshine and a place to go and something else to think about, that truly goes back to our residents' health and well-being. So we just encourage everybody to come out and take part of the Fun in the Sun Family Day on June 26th. And if you want to help, if somebody's listening out there in the community and wants to be a part of all of this, they certainly can give us a call or find us on social media. We are posting every day. So they can find us and let us know if they would like to help out.
It is June 26th and the Fun in the Sun Day. What a great campaign. Greta, you were lovely, and all the great work that you're doing is so appreciated. Thank you again for joining us. And for more tips and information, you can always visit our website at mhtlc.org/foundation, or you can call 217-357-8502 to get connected, and we can fill you in with more information. I'd like to thank Greta and our audience, and that concludes this episode of Say Yes to Good Health with Memorial Hospital. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.